Somebody who sells his field to his friend during the time that Dina Yovel is Noeg, which was said earlier that Yovel was Noeg until Shevet Reuven and Shevet Gad went into Galus Ayidei Sanher during the Beis Hamikdash Rishon. And it didn't, that during the time that Yovel is Noeg, when you sell your field to your friend, you're selling it only temporarily. It's returned to you when Yovel arrives. He's mechuyev to return to you, and you do not have to give him any compensation. You're not allowed to sell off your field permanently. And not only is it returned to you when Yovel arrives without any compensation, but so too you have the right to buy it back from your friend even before Yovel arrives, and he has to sell it back to you. Now, how do we assess how much you have to give him when you buy it back? We look to see how much he gave you when he bought the field, and how many years are off in the time of the Mechira until the Yovel. That is the amount of time that he will have the field. And we divide up the price of the field by the years that are remaining until Yovel. For example, if you sold him the field 10 years before Yovel, and you sold him the field for $1,000, so it turns out he's buying the field for $100 a year. He has it for 10 years, and he gave you $1,000. So 5 years pass before you want to buy the field back. So therefore, since we subtract $100 per year, so we subtract $500 from the price, and what's remaining is $500. And when you buy back the field, you would give him $500, and he is forced to sell it back to you. He has no choice. The Torah says that if you want to redeem it back from him, he has to give it back to you. And the Mishnah tells us, "Ena muter ligal pachos mishtei shana." When you do redeem the field back from the person who bought it from you, you cannot redeem it less than 2 years from the time of the mechira. You have to wait 2 years. Shenema, this we learn out from the pasuk. The pasuk says, "The mishbash ne tfuos yim korlach." For the years of tfuos of grain that the field will produce, that the amount of time you sell it to you. And therefore, since it's a shnei, which is plural, we see from there that the mechira is for 2 years. You cannot redeem it back less than 2 years. Even if he wants to sell it back to you, he's not allowed to. If he does so, both you and the buyer are over ba'aseh. Ha'isa shnasi dafon b'yei rakon o shviyas eina olalo min aminya. If one of those 2 years was a year of shidafon o yei rakon, shidafon is that the crops got blew away, it didn't produce the crops, or it was yirakon, the crops were diseased, or one of those years was shviyas, where you're not allowed to work the land. Those types of years do not count for the minyan of shnei tfuah. So the pasuk says tfuah is where it produces tfuah, and during those years it did not produce tfuah, so therefore it doesn't count for the 2 years, and you would have to wait 2 years that it produces crops before you buy it back from the buyer. Now we're talking about where the shnashi dafon o yirakon was for the entire Medina. The whole country was struck by this shidafon v'yei rakon. But if only in that small area was struck by shidafon o yirakon, that's considered a shnash tfuah, since other lands did produce tfuah, and it would count towards the 2 years. Nara ohi vira. Olelo minamin. If the buyer plowed the field but did not plant it, or he was mover of the field, he abandoned the field without working the field at all, a year like that would count towards the 2 years, and it's the buyer's fault that he did not work the field, so therefore it counts towards the 2 years, even though it did not produce tfuah. Rabbi Elazar Amar, makhalo lefnei Rosh Hashanah, behi melea peiros. Rabbi Elazar said that somebody sell the field to his friend before Rosh Hashanah, when the field is full of produce. Hareza ocho mimenu shalosh tfuos lishtei shanim. The buyer would eat 3 years of grain for those 2 years in which he had it before the seller had the right to buy it back. And even though he ate a year's worth of tefuah right away, still that does not count towards the 2 years. You have to wait another 2 years before you had the right to buy it back. There is no machlokas in this din. Everybody holds that that year would not count towards the 2 years. Somebody who sold his field to his friend for a month, for 100 zuz, and his friend turned around and sold the field to somebody else for 200 zuz. He sold it for double the amount that he paid for it. And now the original owner wants to buy the field back, as we had in the previous mission. When you sell your field during the time that Yovel is Noeg, you have the right to buy it back after 2 years have passed. So now he wants to buy it back from the sheni, the second person that bought it from the first buyer. Eino machashev ela im harishon. When we take into chesed how much you have to pay when he buys it back, as we take into chesed the amount that was paid for the field, and how many years that have passed since the time of the Mechira, and how many years there are left until Yovel. The chesed that we make is according to the amount the first person paid you, not at the amount the second buyer paid the first buyer. Shenema, this we learn out from the pasuk, as the pasuk says, Le'ish asher machala, we take into account the person that you sold it to, the first buyer, how much he paid for it. We don't take into account how much the second person
paid the first person, and that is the amount you would give the second buyer. He would be forced to give the field back to you, and even though now he has lost money, since he paid double that amount for the field, he cannot demand any compensation from the first buyer. Machra l'rishon b'masai, umacha harishon l'sheni b'mana. If somebody sold his field to his friend for 200 zuz, and his friend turned around and sold the field for a loss, he sold the field to somebody else for a mana, for half the amount that he paid you, and now the original owner wants to redeem the field and buy it back from the second person who bought it. Eino mechashev ela im ha'achra. When we take into account how much he has to pay, we take into account only how much the second person paid the first buyer when he bought the field from the first buyer. In other words, the original owner would have to pay less, since the second buyer paid only a mana for the field. When we take into account how much he has to pay, we would divide up that mana according to the amount of years there are until the Yovan, he would pay less than the amount that he received. Shenema, and this we also learn out from the Pasuk, the Pasuk says, La'ish. The Pasuk that we had earlier said, La'ish asher machalo. And before we dash in the Pasuk, asher machalo, the first buyer. Now we're dashing just the word La'ish, the person, La'ish asher betoko, the person who now owns the field. In other words, we dash in this Pasuk in two different contradictory ways, and in both ways, we dash in the Pasuk in such a way as to make it easier for the original owner to buy back the field. When it's easier for the original owner to take into cheshbon the amount that was paid him by the first buyer, then we dash in the Pasuk Le'ish Asher Machalo, we take into cheshbon how much the person he sold it to, how much that person paid him. When it's easier for the original buyer to buy back the field, when we take into cheshbon how much the second buyer paid the first buyer, then we dash in the Pasuk simply Le'ish. Ish is referring to the person who now owns the field. The reason why we darshan the pasuk in both ways to make it easier for the buyer to buy back the field, Chazal learned it out from Eved Ivri, because we learned from Eved Ivri, that by Eved Ivri, Chazal learned out that we always make it as easy for him as possible to buy himself back from his master. So too, when somebody sells a field, we make it as easy as possible for him to buy back the field. Lo yimko b'rachos b'yigo b'karo. B'ra b'yigo b'yafo. Somebody sells a field to his friend, and he doesn't have money to buy back the field, and he wants to sell a field that he has far away from his house in order to buy back this field, which is closer to his house. He's not allowed to do that. He's only allowed to buy back the field if he has the money ready, not if he has to sell some other field in order to buy back this one. So too, he can't sell off a bad field in order to buy back this field, which is a better field. As we said, you only can redeem the field if you have the money ready. Lo yovel v'yigal, so too, you can't borrow the money from somebody else in order to buy back the field from the person you sold it to. The lo yigal lechatzam, and so too, if you only have half the money to buy back the field, you cannot buy back only half the field. Either you have the money to buy back the whole field, or you cannot buy it back at all. Ubehegdish mutar bekulam. When you're machdish a field and you want to redeem it from hegdish, then all these things that we just mentioned are mutar. You can sell off another field in order to redeem the field that you were machdish, or you can borrow the money, or you could redeem half of the field. Zech chomer behegdish mi behegdish. This is the case in where there is a chumra by a hegdish, by non-hegdish, in which we don't find by hegdish as by non-hegdish, such as in this case where you sell the field, there's a chumra that you have to have the money ready in order to buy back the field, as opposed to hegdish, you can sell off one field in order to redeem the field that you were marked.